Today's practice will be lake meditation, taking some ideas from Jon Kabat-Zinn, wherever you go, there you are, to guide us along the way. And so as you take your postures now for practice, just listening to a little excerpt from Thoreau's Walden, where he describes Walden Pond, which is a small lake. And it may help you in bringing up the image of a lake. In such a day in September or October, Walden is a perfect forest mirror, set round with stones as precious to my eye as if fewer or rarer. Nothing so fair, so pure, and at the same time so large as a lake, perchance, lies on the surface of the earth. Sky water, it needs no fence. Nations come and go without defiling it. It is a mirror which no stone can crack, whose quicksilver will never wear off, whose gilding nature continually repairs. No storms, no dust can dim its surface ever fresh. A mirror in which all impurity presented to it sinks, swept and dusted by the sun's hazy brush. This the light dust cloth, which retains no breath that is breathed on it, but sends its own to float as clouds high above its surface and be reflected in its bosom still. And so as we begin to sit here, we can begin to take in an image of a lake so that we can use some of its qualities to guide us in our practice. If you're at home, this is a lovely practice to do lying down. But we can certainly do it sitting up. One of the key features of a lake is its receptivity, how it parts to allow anything in, and then it resumes itself. It all comes back together again. So as we sit here in a dignified way, taking care of any possible sleepiness, begin now to picture in your mind's eye a lake, a body of water that's held by the earth. Can be any kind of lake, one that you're familiar with. Imagining your lake with no wind, the surface completely flat and mirror-like, reflecting the trees, the clouds, at nighttime reflecting the moon, daytime the sun. So, imaging the lake in your mind's eye, or simply sensing the lake, either way is fine. Not all of us can do guided imagery. Sensing is fine. Having a sense of the calm of the lake, a still, flat surface. At least to start. With that reflecting quality, receptivity. And as you feel ready, allowing yourself to become one with the lake as you sit here or lie down, so that whatever energies show up are held in your awareness with that receptivity, that openness, bringing compassion for yourself, holding whatever shows up the way lake waters are receptive, and accepting. Begin now breathing with the lake, feeling your body. And I prefer to do this as a breath and body as a whole practice. Find your way with it. Being open and receptive to reflect whatever comes up, whatever comes near, and experiencing moments of complete stillness, as when the water is completely clear and reflective, and allowing too those moments that feel stirred up, choppy, just as with the lake, and the reflections are a little disturbed for a time. And then we'll dissolve and be clear again. As you practice noticing these changing energies in your mind heart, and holding them as the earth holds the water. Letting whatever shows up be okay, be held, received. If you notice restlessness, worry mind, perhaps using the image of the wind blowing across a lake to allow you to receive that restlessness, that worry, feeling it through body, mind, heart, until it dissipates and the lake is calm again. We needn't smooth the waters, just open to them, let them smooth on their own accord. If you notice your energy and attention is low, sluggish, there's sleepy mind body, you may find the image of algae over the surface of the water helpful. Algae and weeds. Feel into that in your own body. And see what you need to do to clear the algae and the weeds, all the usual ways we work with sleepy mind body. But let it be done in a kindful, receptive way. It's just what happens to a human mind body heart. If you notice the mind swept up in wanting, desire, you may find it helpful to bring forth the image of the lake colored with dye, and noticing how other experiences are colored by this impulse to want, to crave. Opening to it, receiving it too, and watching it clear with the awareness. If the mind heart is troubled by not liking, by aversion, using the image of the lake as bubbling, churning, even boiling, connecting with that energy, that image, allowing it to be here. And in that acceptance, in breath and body as a whole, watching it change and subside, especially if we don't add extra. It's just a conditioned arising, like all the other hindrances, coming and going out of a world of conditions and causes, not personal, no more personal than the waves on a lake. And if the heart mind is troubled by doubt, oh, what's the purpose of this practice? I can't really do this. Others can, not me. You may find it helpful to imagine that your lake now has become muddy, opaque, opening to that muddiness of the lake, of the heart mind, letting it be known and felt. Don't stir it up more. Let the mud sink. Let it clear naturally. And noticing again when the lake is calm and clear, transparent, reflective. Receiving all. Reflecting all, untroubled. And enjoy that without clinging. Can you see whatever shows up, whatever hindrance shows up, as different manifestations of the lake, as intimate essential parts of being a lake, being a person, having a surface? And here, not identify with the surface. The lake is more than the surface. Drop beneath a few feet, and there's calm undulations. So too with ourselves and our mindfulness. Beneath those surface manifestations, there's calm. Connect with it by feeling breath and body. It's still there. Feeling the entire body of the water, of our own bodies, that stillness below. Letting go of identifying with the content of our thoughts and feelings, and open to that vast, unwavering reservoir of awareness that's just below the surface. Holding it all in our awareness with acceptance in body, mind, just as the lake is held, cradled, contained by the earth, reflecting, receiving, reflecting it all. it can be helpful to extend this practice when you're at home for another 10 minutes to reside in the silence while holding the image of the lake and feeling breath and body as a whole with that receptive awareness. It helps too to remember that we don't just practice for ourselves, but we practice for all beings. It extends outwards. As we make ourselves calm, we extend that outwards to others. Yeats wrote, "We can make our minds so like still water that beings gather about us, that they may see, maybe, their own images, and so live for a moment with a clearer, perhaps even with a fiercer life because of our quiet."